Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Realizing that Rocky's plan to return to Venus will be ruined unless the radar is smashed, Buck Dar gives his life in doing it. Meanwhile, thousands of miles away, Rocky has turned the giant blue streak and is again headed for Venus. The only person not worried by the turn of events is Yo. He and Gord stand together listening to radioed reports from space fighters.
And I see Eric. On the Catholic of Bees. On the star Pablo 3.
Must you stand there smirking while Rocky Star escapes with Yo?
He will not, I made sure of that, sire. I have dealt with the blue streak.
You have?
Yes, I planted poison gas bombs in the control cabin.
You did?
It is as well, too. Those bombs will explode 48 hours after takeoff, and they will fill that cabin with poison gas.
Poison gas bombs.
And they think they have got away, eh? Oh, it is honest.
You are pleased
with you, sire. I have done excellent.
And to think that I believe those swine.
I did not. No.
You warned that Rocky Star would play some trick.
I knew he would never join us, sire. That is why I put those bombs aboard the blue streak.
Why did you not tell me?
Well, I tried at least 10 times and you would not listen.
No. You are not lying.
Would I do that, sir?
If it suited you, yes.
Would it suit me to have that Rocky Star spoil our years of work?
No, no, of course not. Oh, what a fool I was.
Even you must make mistakes, sire.
I wish I'd known what you had done. It would have saved me hours of worry.
I dared not tell you before they left. You were so keen on Rocky Star, your ambassador, that you would have warned him.
Yes, I suppose I did that. Oh, I did not dream he would do this.
I wonder what he is really trying to do, sire.
Obviously, he will attempt to land again on Venus.
But where?
Venus is a big place, yo. And after he lands, what then?
You forget the bombs. He cannot land again. He and the others aboard the blue streak will die long before they reach our world.
Providing they do not find the bomb.
They will not, sire. I went to a lot of trouble with them.
Let us go back to our rooms. There's nothing here to keep us.
Yo, I will not forget your work. You shall be well rewarded.
The best reward you can give me, sire, is to sacrifice Vok Yan and that Anne Burden to our sun god Nuth.
Yo, you have my permission to arrange that.
Thank you, sire.
Perhaps it would have been better for us to have killed them long ago.
It would have. However, all is well with us now. Rocky Star and the Blue Streak are finished. Shall we drink a toast to them? And our conquest of Earth.
Stand by to change course.
Standing by.
Fire forward starboard rocket.
3, 2, 1, fire. Just swing our nose round enough.
Another burst will do it.
Okay, I'll give it a go. 3, 2, 1, fire. How's that, huh?
Fine. Another blast from the rear and we'll be right. All right, here it comes. 3, 2, 1, fire.
That's my boy, Rocky.
All right, really, safety harness.
Well,
next up, the northern continent.
Yeah, that's if the space station don't put a spoke in our wheel yet.
Well, you always sound like a cloudburst, Mitch. We'll get past their outer defenses.
How long will it be before we land?
Oh, approximately 24 hours before we land.
Is that all?
That's long enough. Yes, sir. We've got a heck of a lot to do.
Ah, we're doing fine. We'll be back on Venus 50 hours after our takeoff.
50 hours, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not so bad, considering.
Rocky, where will you obtain a hydrogen bomb?
From a factory near Garnham. We're headed straight for it. Vok Dar marked its position on the map that he drew for me. When we have it aboard, we fly to Rama and smash the invasion army.
Rocky, got a question.
Uh-huh.
How are we going to drag a hydrogen bomb aboard the Blue Streak?
Answer, simple. Carry it.
Carry it?
Uh-huh.
Hey, when that cranes, what do you think we are, them things weigh tons?
Well, I don't know, Mitch, but according to Vok Dar, the Garnham factory produces hydrogen bombs around about 35 pounds.
Ooh.
They're as powerful as they reckon.
Well, they blow a big city as, well, a city like Sydney or Los Angeles to smithereens.
That is not a very pleasant thought.
No, Marla, it's not. However, we've got to destroy that army on Rama. As I said before, we should land pretty close to the Garnham factory.
Yeah, and then our troubles begin.
Don't wish any more on us, Mitch.
Well, you don't think it's going to be easy to grab ourselves a hydrogen bomb, do you?
Well, we'll manage it.
Yes? How?
Well, I'll explain all that a little later. Right now, I'm more worried about Ann, Yan, and Vok Dar.
You can say that again.
Oh, Rocky, should Gog realize what we are doing, you'll make them all suffer horribly.
Yeah, and we won't be able to do nothing up here in space.
The only way we can help Ann and the others is to bust Gog and his pals right open.
Well, I hope Ann lives till we can do that. That's all.
Jan, don't be angry.
Hmm?
I want to say something to you before, but well, I couldn't. Oh, Jan, I can't tell you how sorry I am that your father...
Ann, he asked us both not to grieve for him.
I know. Yet he was such a wonderful man.
Yes. Yes, he was.
He had such plans for the future. He was going to form a special company to trade with the Earth when he was president again.
I know.
Oh, Dan, why did he have to die?
Do not be bitter. He wasn't at the end. He begged me to carry on the battle with Gold.
How can you, from a prison cell?
My father said that we would not be here long. That Rocky would be back to save us.
I wonder what his plan is.
I'm glad that we didn't know. Gold would have got it out of us with his truth serum.
If I knew where he is right now.
Wait. We're heading to the church.
Ah, my lovely Anne.
Have you come here to gloat over us, Gog?
Gog? Always before you called me sire.
Why are you here?
To give you the latest news of Rocky, eh, yo?
Where is he?
Somewhere out in space, flying to his death.
You hope?
We know. Eh, yo?
Yes, sire, we do.
What do you mean?
There are poison gas bombs in the blue streak, and they are due to explode within the next few hours.
Oh, no, no.
I don't believe you.
You do believe me. Look at them, yo. Their whole world has crashed at their feet. You two thought that Rocky was too clever for me, that he would overcome me. He cannot. There is no one powerful enough to stop my march to world domination. I shall be the greatest power ever known. Unfortunately, neither of you will live to see that.
Sire?
Oh. It is sire again, eh?
You can't do this. You can't let Rocky and the others die out there in space. It would be a horrible death.
Listen to a whine for mercy,
let
sire.
Me radio Rocky and warn
my
him.
Dear,
I'll do anything you say, anything. Only let me warn you about the gas bomb. You must. You must.
For the last time, sire.
You be quiet.
I will not be quiet.
You will do as your king commands.
But, sire, if you allow her to radio the blue streak.
He will reply to her.
Maybe he will. He will reply
next. And then we will plot his position. I have men standing by to plot his course.
But there is no need to go to all this trouble. Why do you?
In case they should locate those bombs.
Sire, that is most unlikely.
It could happen.
It would be one chance in a million.
Enough of your arguing. You, I'm tired of it. I have made up my mind.
And you are a fool.
How dare you?
I dare because of our dreams, our plans. And you yourself will ruin them. This woman's beauty blinds.
That is enough. I am king of Venus, and you shall obey my orders. He may radio the blue streak.
And we land near the bomb dump, grab one, and then take off again immediately, and, well, that's all there is to it.
Hey, Rocky, it's as easy as robbing a bank.
We can do it, Mitch.
Yeah, now wait a bit. No one's going to give us a hydrogen bomb all wrapped up in cellophane.
Don't be crazy.
You're the one that's been crazy, carrying on as though we were going to a Sunday school picnic. Look, I tell you, Gog's mob will be waiting for us.
Mitch, they've no idea where we'll land.
Stop kidding yourself. Some of them space stations that bring Venus are sure to spot us.
We'll wipe them out before they realize who we are.
Yeah, look, pal, there are too many yips in
front. Oh, Mitch, will you stop worrying?
Rocky, we're up to our bald heads in trouble.
For the 100th time, we're not. Gog thinks we're on our way to Earth.
Venus,
hey,
Blue Streak.
Hey,
Venus. Are you receiving me? Come in, Blue Streak. Over.
Why the deuce is she calling?
Hey, hang on. I'll give her a yell.
Oh, no, Mitch.
Huh?
Don't touch that transmitter.
Say, what's eating you? That's it.
Leave it alone.
Rocky, perhaps something has happened at Gog's palace.
I wonder.
Venus to Blue Streak. Rocky, this is Ann. You're in great danger.
Yeah, you're telling me nothing more.
Oh, Miss.
Rocky,
answer me, please. Over.
What the heck's going on?
Something screwy.
Listen. There's a poison gas bomb hidden in the control cabin. It's due to explode in a few hours.
Poison gas bomb. Lucky, I'm gonna call it.
You'll do nothing of the sort.
Yeah, but Philip.
That's a trap for beginners.
A what?
Relax, it's one of Gold's traps. He's trying to check on our position.
You mean he smells a rat?
Yes, and he's using Anne to trick us. Well, we won't fall for that one.
Oh, no.
We're not replying to her call.
Little does Rocky dream that hidden beneath his bunker, the bombs filled with a deadly poison gas. Will Anne's message set them searching, or will they die far out in space? Be sure to hear the next dramatic episode of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus.